This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice, as always, to have you with us. We have a number of things to get to today. First of all, actually, I just wanted to let you know of something that I've totally forgotten what I was going to say. One of those days, I think. Anyway, let's begin with a piece of music. Hopefully, I'll be able to get my thoughts together, and then we can do this show without any hiccups. It's amazing. You know, we've been doing the program live for the past couple of weeks. This is the version of the show for our partner stations. But on Sundays at 13:30, we've been doing the show live, and haven't had any type of a hitch. But today that we're recording it, that's when everything, of course, decides to go wrong. Very good job, Keith. All right. Time for music. We're going to begin with... this is from a new series. Well, not really a new series of CDs that came out maybe 10, 12 years ago. And it features some very well-known soundtracks from films and different TV shows. And what they did is they brought along the composer, if the composer is still alive, and do new arrangements and orchestra conduct these recordings. They're quite fantastic. This is ones of Quincy Jones and many others. The one we're going to take a listen to now is Lalo Schifrin, a very well-known composer and musician in his own right. And way, way, way back many, many years ago, he wrote the music for a TV series called Mannix. And this is from the Mannix TV series. It's called Music Recreated and Inspired from the TV series Mannix, with new liner notes by Lalo Schifrin. So, for those who remember the TV show, I think you'll get a lot of, you know, big kick out of listening to the theme again. Lalo Schifrin and the theme to Mannix here on your program, Happy Station.
Thank you.
theme song to the TV series Mannix, arranged and conducted by Lalo Schifrin, the conductor, the composer of the music as well. It's now time to turn to this week's mailbag. And as always, as I've said many, many times before, of course, we can't get to every single email or letter that comes in. Otherwise, we wouldn't have time for any music or anything else. But it's time to say hello next to Michael Stevenson, our good friend in Port Macquarie, Australia, who sent us a reception report because for some strange reason, he has been trying to listen for months now, literally for months, for our transmissions directed to Southeast and East Asia. And as you're probably aware, we changed frequency a few times because of interference issues and the new schedule that began in the end of November, the beginning of November. And the new frequency that we're using for East and Southeast Asia, 9335, he couldn't hear at all. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he starts hearing it. And we couldn't figure out why. And he sent along a recording that he made of the program. Because at 1330 UTC, he said he's already in bed at that time, so he sets a recorder so he can listen to it the following day. And he sent along that recording, and I was surprised. I was very, very surprised. I don't know why all of a sudden you can start hearing it. Well, good on you, actually. Good for you, actually, I can say. Thank you very much for your thing. We've just sent you off a reply. And I happen to like the stamp on here, because I saw the first thing I was sticking out of the mailbox a little bit. And it's a stamp of the Tasmanian Devil. Tasmanian Devil, yes. Next to Hampton Cove in the United States. And this is one sent to us from J.D. Stevens. From J.D. Stevens in Hampton Cove, Alabama, in the United States, who sent us a reception report for December the 15th, which we've only received a couple of days ago. And that was for the second of three special Christmas programs that we did in the month of December. He says here, I'm 50 years old, married, and have a 24-year-old daughter, two 16-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, and you work as a systems engineer for Boeing in Huntsville. And his interests include radio, well, of course, that's a bit of a surprise, computers, rock music, both old and new, sports card collecting. Well, I haven't heard anybody, have done that for a while. Thank you very much. We've actually just replied, and you should be getting it very soon. He also included, on the opposite side of the paper, a map showing exactly where Hampton Cove is located. And there's a picture of yourself, JD. And I wanted to ask you, because I know one of the receivers that is on the shelf next to you, but there's one above it. I'm not 100% sure, but is that a Panasonic? It looks like a Panasonic radio that I haven't seen in a very, very long time. If it is, let me know. I'm really curious because it looks like a Panasonic that I saw once being sold on the internet that I was kind of curious and buying. Never got around to it. But if it is, let me know. And let me know, of course, what it is like. Next, hello to Alan Dean. Alan Dean in the United Kingdom, who also sent us a very nice postcard of the town that he's from called Burnley. Burnley. The picture includes a picture of the library, St. James Street, Thompson Park, and Townsley Hall. And we've actually put it up on our wall. Hall wall, yes. He was listening to our program on December the 22nd. This is a reception report for then. And yes, everything is correct in it. Everything is correct in it. Actually, it's funny. We've had people that have sent in reception reports with information that neither Victor Gunateleka, who is our frequency manager, nor myself could decipher. It was completely, it was just gibberish. But yours, I have to say, is correct. And it's a very nice postcard, by the way. And that is one beautiful library. And the town hall, Townley Hall, is also quite nice. Thank you very much for that. We're going to put that picture up on our wall very, very soon. Now time to go to Dieter Knunsk in Germany, in Flensburg, Germany. And he was tuning into our first live transmission that we did on December the 29th, where we're calling up people all around the world. And apparently he looks like he's going to be listening again. I don't know if we're going to use Europe and sometime right away, but I'm sure that when we do, we will let you know. Next, hello to Miss Carly Forsyth, who lives in Madison, Wisconsin. And this is a name that I know very well, because every time we do a test transmission to North America, Carly has either written us via snail mail or sent us a postcard or an email. And this was to confirm that she listened on December the 22nd. And she said, this program was delightful. Program consisted of holiday music, including a song from Tom Meyer, Christmas beatings from the Beatles to fans circa 1963. I never knew PCJ Radio International had a Christmas broadcast until this year, as last Christmas I didn't know about the station existed. I'm very much a fan, and every time there's a test transmission to North America, I make a point of tuning in if I'm near a radio. Well, Carly, we have sent you our verification for the broadcast that you just heard. I should mention, by the way, that the last time, and I can't remember, I think it was maybe 4 months ago, or perhaps longer, maybe 4 months ago or so, we did get a letter from you, and we did respond to it as well. It's been a bit of a busy week, because I'm actually just sort of catching up on all the letters that have come in, and sort of just sent a whole bunch of them out on this past Tuesday. So hopefully they'll get to their destination in just a few days. I know that we've had problems before where people have sent us something and the address that they included on it was incorrect. I'm not kidding. Incorrect addresses. You know, a lot of fun with that. All right. Time now for music. And then when we come back, some more stuff. So stay tuned. We're going to listen to a song called Vincent by Don McLean here on Happy Station.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free, they would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free, they would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, You took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
Vincent by Don McLean. This weekend, by the way, we actually have an extended schedule. Now, depending on where you're listening to this program, just don't pay any attention to it because it could be after the fact. But what we've done on January the 11th, we've extended our transmissions to North America. And you can hear that Saturday, January the 11th, from 1330 to 1430 UTC. It's not Happy Station, by the way, because Happy Station airs on Sundays from us. This is our 1 hour daily that we put out to different areas. So we're doing a test of it to North America. So Saturday, January the 11th, from 1330 UTC to 1430 UTC, you can catch Focus Asia Pacific with Andy Sennett at 1345, because Saturday is the day that we air Media Network Plus. This week we're doing a live edition of the show. Actually, there's two versions of the show. One that airs on the World Radio Network, which is different from the one that will be broadcast on Saturday from 1345 until 1414 UTC. So that's this coming Saturday. After the live edition of Media Network Plus at 1414 UTC, You can catch Bob Zanotti and an installment of Switzerland in Sound. And that's coming up January the 11th from 1330 UTC to 1430 UTC. On Sunday, I should mention the frequency. I didn't do that. The frequency is 11880 kilohertz. On Sunday, January the 12th, from 1330 to 1430 UTC, we're broadcasting to Southeast East Asia and to North America on 9335, which of course is to Asia, and then to North America on 11880 kilohertz. And that hour will consist of Focus Asia Pacific with Andy Sennett, different from the one that's heard the day before, and the Happy Station Show this week, of course, which we are doing live again. Now, if there's people listening right now in North America, or anywhere in fact, and you want to tune in to that show, it is very different. It is very, very different. Let us know. Let us know. It'd be fun to see if we can have both. You know, somebody gave the idea one time we should have a contest where people would have to listen to both shows to get a chance to win something. Maybe we'll do that in the future. We are giving away something this week again on our live transmission on Sunday. A brand new radio from Texan. It's the PL880. A brand new receiver that came out just about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, called the PL880. And to find out how to win, tune in Sunday from 1330 UTC on 9335 and 11880 kilohertz. And how we've been doing the contest, because we think it's the second week now that we've given stuff away. People, of course, send their name and phone number. And as I said on the show last week and the week before, I said, look, you know, we're going to call you up as the show is on the air, and if you don't answer your phone, Too bad. So it actually happened last week. We called somebody up. We had a winner. We usually choose two names out of the hat. The first one we call first, and the second one, if they don't answer, then we call the second one. And we called up, and it was their answering machine. Now, the funny thing is they said, well, you know, hope I win. Well, you didn't. You know, you didn't answer the phone already. And, you know, I don't know if anybody listening right now has come across this before, but in the United States and Canada, they have some newfangled phone system, which I can't really quite understand. Because if you call, for example, if I call them from overseas, believe it or not, you'll get a message saying, oh, this phone cannot accept overseas phone calls, which I think is a very peculiar thing. I know if a few times before when I've tried to organize interviews with people overseas, and they say, oh, send me your phone number, and I give them a call, and it goes to this odd voicemail type system, which is just loony. So I thought that if you receive a call, it doesn't matter where it's from, right? Or it should be, but, you know, I don't know. And sometimes we've come into this situation, I don't know if it happened to you before, but now we use Skype for making all our international phone calls. And you'll call up somebody, and you've discovered that their phone cannot accept a Skype out number. You know, it's annoying. It's annoying, you know. And because we use Skype, if you have a call display, it doesn't show a Taiwan number. Quite often, it'll show 00000000. And for some reason, the phone just won't accept it. A little annoying. There's another thing I have to say about that. Anyway, yeah, so do tune in. All the information, of course, is at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. For those who download programs from PCJ, you probably noticed a little bit of a change since the beginning of this year. And that was, instead of updating all the programs on Saturday, which we've traditionally done, we now upload the program of the day when it's going out. So, for example, our new schedule beginning this year was Monday's the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. It's uploaded then. Tuesday, Jazz for the Asking. Wednesday, The Kelly Alexander Show. Thursday, Switzerland in Sound. Friday, Vintage Media Network and Focus Asia Pacific. On Saturday, Media Network Plus and a rebroadcast of Vintage Media Network. And then, of course, Sunday is The Happy Station Show. All the information is at our website. Okay, time now for music. And then when we come back, I'll give out our postal address so you can contact us. And also to answer a question that came in just before the holidays about another show that we had here. And we'll get to that in a moment. As you're probably aware, Chinese New Year is coming at the end of the year. We did have a lot of rain, so you can't really see the moon here in Taiwan becoming a full moon. But I thought we'd listen to a little bit of Full Moon. Maybe she can sing those clouds away. Here's Brandy and Full Moon on your program, Happy Station.
You the eye, we can dance it.
Brandy and Full Moon. Now, just before the end of last year, we announced that we had a new show, a new Latin American music show that we will start bringing to you. Now, I'm only going to talk. I wasn't thinking about talking about this, but we've had a few inquiries that have come in from listeners asking what happened and why did the show get canceled. The show was produced for us by a radio station in Colombia, in South America, called Radio Global Ciudad. And the program, of course, was in English for those who'd heard it. It was only a 30-minute program bringing all kinds of Latin American rhythms. And everything was fine. Everything was fine. Then all of a sudden, we received here at PCJ a couple of emails that kind of were making us wondering what was going on with the show. Now, it is just impossible for us, for example, shows that are produced from that are not produced by PCJ, but are produced for PCJ, for example, like the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder or the Kelly Alexander show. Now, it is just impossible for us to listen from beginning to end every program that comes in. It is just impossible. I wouldn't say impossible, but it just takes man hours and we just don't have enough people for that. It's just impossible right now. You know, and I pretty much believe in going on, well, you trust somebody. You trust somebody not to do anything silly. Well, what was happening with Tropi Retro was, for some reason, the host of the show, who's a very nice woman, and she really had no idea that this was going to happen. I corresponded with her by email, and she was shocked, but apparently, what started happening was we got this email and somebody said, what's with the electronic voice? And I went, what? What do you mean electronic voice? It's a person. And I went back and I listened to the show, the date that they mentioned. What they did, and we've seen this before, you know, you go to on the internet, Google, for example, Google Translate, you can write something, I don't know, in English and hit Chinese and you'll get a rough translation of what it is in Chinese, and then you can hit play on this one link, and you can hear how it sounds. Well, the producers of Tropi Retro were taking the script, which was in Spanish, putting it into Google Translate, and then having the Google Translate computer-generated voice hosting the program. To say that I was furious is a bit of an understatement. I was more than just furious. I never in my life have I ever seen anything like this done before. And they didn't just do it once. They did it three times. And what was funny about it, and if anybody who's used any of these translation programs will know that you can write something, let's say, in Spanish and hit English. And the English translation will be a literal translation of what it was in Spanish. Sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it makes no sense at all. Now, I'll give you an example of what I mean. There's a music form called middle of the road. Middle of the road. Now, this is, other people maybe would call it easy listening. It's, you have, you know, pop songs and maybe a song by, I don't know, let me think, the Rolling Stones, right? And it's performed, let's say, by Mel Torme. And he does a kind of a easy sort of lounge, relaxing version of it. And, you know, stations that will play that kind of music, that's what they do. And it's a radio station format. It's a radio station format from the United States and also in a number of other countries as well. They call it the middle of the road format. It's like pop music, but it's in the middle, and it's not exactly jazz. It's sort of like right in the middle of the road. Now, if you take those four words, middle of the road, and put it into Google Translate, and you translate it from English to Chinese, it means you're actually in the middle of a road. It doesn't mean what this music format that a lot of radio stations play. It means you're physically in the middle of the road. That's an example. So what they were doing, like I said, they were taking the script in Spanish, putting it into Google Translate, and then recording the electronic voice and then mixing it with the music later. And I was just thinking, I know this is Colombia. Were they smoking something to think that they could actually get away with this, to think that listeners wouldn't let us know? I mean, like I said, I apologize because we should have had people listening to every single thing, but I trust people. I trust people not to do something silly like that. And what was even more funny is obviously when they were editing the show, they really had no idea what they were doing. So sometimes during this electronic voice spewing out just words in many cases that made no sense, even connection to the music, you would hear, "This is a service from Google Translate." Now, I laugh about it now. Now, to give you a little idea of what it was like, I'll run an excerpt from the first show that we had a complaint about from a listener. Okay, now you tell me if this just sounds strange.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Tropi Retro, the first program of tropical music that will make you move your hips up no more. We want to send a greeting to all our listeners. Remember that we can listen for www.radiociudadglobal.com. In this new edition, we'll present music fusion groups. These groups are heard over the radio show in Colombia. The two groups today are Por Candelaria and Onda Tropica. Let's start with Onda Tropica. Onda Tropica became internationally known in the UK at the festival River of Music at Sites on the River Thames, a weekend of free music on 21 and the 22nd of July 2012. In this wonderful setting, Onda Tropica melody rang, and now they sound here for you. The first song of our show is The Space Cumbia.
Okay, I have to admit that actually clip that we just played does sort of make sense, but doesn't that sound strange? I mean, what were they thinking to think that they can get away with this? You know, I laugh now, but I'm still a little bit shocked to think that anybody can be so unprofessional to do something like that. Now, there has been a slight fallout from this whole thing. Well, first, what happened when I found out and I went, you know, because we got these emails and I was listening to the past shows and I went, okay, we're canceling this. This show is going, gone. and I mentioned this, of course, on our Facebook page. The producer of the show said it was an experiment. Well, you know what? If you're going to experiment with something like that on the program that we're airing, you have to let us know. Because first of all, if you said, we want to experiment with this, I would say no right away. That would be the answer. Because, you know, who knows? One day, perhaps, you know, radio announcers will not be needed and it could be computerized. But the way it is now, it is talking with no feet. I mean, it sounds like it was a Lost in Space robot. I can't remember his name, you know. That was the second thing. The third thing is all of a sudden, the website for this radio station, they took it down. Yes, they took it down. And that's only because there is a copyright organization that is looking at suing them for it. That's right. Well, you know, you don't, you know, if you're going to do something, you're going to use a service like this from Google, and especially if you're going to use it on radio, and it could be even television, first you have to credit it, and second of all, you have to get permission if you're going to be using content like that on the air. So this was completely and utterly the most ludicrous thing that I had ever seen in my life. You know, I remember on Media Network Plus when we were talking about the last year's shows, and we ran a little bit of Bruno Barth, for those who follow the show. I'm not going to explain the whole thing right now, but Bruno Barth was a guy who kind of came along, said they were restarting Radio Berlin International. He disappeared. Then he couldn't get in touch with him. Then a guy by the name of René Schulzer came around and blah, 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 blah. But René Schulzer had the same voice as Bruno Barth and the same phone number, and it was very confusing. And I thought that was the strangest thing that of anything that's ever been on PCJ. But this, no, it takes the cake. It takes the cake. Time now for more music. We're going to listen to the Buena Vista Social Club and a very, well, I think I'm not going to announce the songs because there's no songs to announce. It just says medley. But here they are, the Buena Vista Social Club on your program, Happy Station. the Buena Vista Social Club with something just called Medley. All right, before we go, if you want to contact us, our email address for Happy Station is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. If you want to write us via snail mail, you can find all the details at our website, and I'll give them out quickly now, and then you can go to our website and find them later. PCJ Radio International, attention Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, Taiwan 22070, yes, ROC. Now, of course, you probably didn't have time to write that down. You can find it at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And if you go to, I'm trying to think now because I haven't, it's bad to say, but I haven't really checked our website in a while. If you go to About Us, which is on the home page, you'll find the link there. You'll find all the postal information. Okay. Let me see. Before we go, just a quick reminder again of our live transmission of Happy Station this Sunday from 1330 UTC to 1430 UTC on 11880 and... what is the other? Yeah, 9335. Maybe I should just get Google to come and host the show. Just have somebody here, you know, sit here, type all the words in, and just let it go. You know, I know I'm going on about it, and I'm sorry, but I just still can't get over it. This is going up. I think we should create a wall called the Great Wall of Shame here at PCJ, and put the producer of that show and his stunt up there to be number one. All right, we're going to leave you today with a little music from a singer from Canada by the name of Eric Lapointe. The song is called Rien à regretter. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Et les marins qui s'y accrochent. Les années noires et les nuits blanches, avec du vent au fond des poches. Les injures et les coups, mes vieux chums du bout du monde. Les lendemains du tout et le prénom de toutes mes blondes, ça m'arrive d'y penser. Non, rien à regretter, puisque je t'ai rencontré. Les longues heures de solitude après l'ivresse. Le visage de mes ennemis, le nom de ceux qui m'ont trahi, ça m'arrive d'y penser. Je t'ai rencontré. Non, rien, non, rien.
crois plus à l'amour.
Je t'aime.